It's Wednesday, June 18, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. While speaking to News on One's Herta Ekanjo, Urban and Rural Development Minister James Sankwasa has reaffirmed that the rent control bill is still on the ministry's agenda for the year. He noted, however, that he has not yet been fully briefed on the details or progress of the legislation.
The proposed legislation, which has been in development since 2017, seeks to regulate rental prices and limit arbitrary rent increases right across the country.
No, I wouldn't comment on that because I have yet to be briefed on everything. For now, I have no comments. That's all I can say. I have so much on my plate, and it's one of them.
The bill was previously under the review of former Urban and Rural Development Minister Erastus Otoni.
Low turnout at Medical Aid Fund annual general meetings has drawn concern from the Financial Institutions Supervisory Authority, who says these meetings are vital for transparency and members' influence on fund management. CEO Kenneth Motomola has urged greater participation amid escalating healthcare costs. Manager for Corporate Communications and Consumer Education at NAMFISA is Victoria Raymond.
We'd like to express concern over the low turnout at recent AGMs. We have noted that only a small percentage of fund members have been participating. We'd like to emphasize that active and informed engagement is important and is really essential for maintaining efficient, solvent and member-focused funds, particularly in light of growing healthcare costs and increased operational complexity.
The Bank of Namibia is set to announce its latest repo rates decision today, with the current rate at 6.7%. Meanwhile, South Africa's recent rate cut to 7.25% has narrowed the interest rate gap between the two nations. But local officials stress the need to uphold the dollar peg. Surus Capital economist Robert McGregor has offered his perspective on the expected decision.
We expect that the Bank of Namibia's Monetary Policy Committee will elect to keep the repo rate unchanged. While PSE growth is still quite low to moderate and GDP growth is at a comfortable level, we expect that the differential to the South African monetary policy rate will raise some longer term concerns. We have noted that while international reserves are still quite high, there are a number of outflows expected this year, including with the Eurobond repayment expected in October.
Zimbabwe's gold-backed currency now has over 100% reserve coverage and remains stable, according to the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, though skepticism about its credibility persists due to a continued premium in the parallel market. Reuters reports show that on Monday, the central bank maintained its benchmark interest rate at 35%, citing the stable exchange rate as a key factor. The bank also reveals that total reserves of $701 million and noted that transactions using the Zim gold currency increased significantly. To the U.S. now, where its President Donald Trump has fired off a series of highly provocative social media posts, which seem to suggest that the U.S. is about to get much more involved in the Israel-Iran conflict. And as our correspondent Tony Waterman reports from Washington, the message comes as the president headed into a meeting with his top national security officials in the White House Situation Room on Tuesday.
He also said he was considering sending Vice President J.D. Vance and Special Middle East Envoy Steve Witkoff to meet with Iranian officials. Axios is reporting that meeting could happen as early as this week. The ongoing conflict and the stalled Iran nuclear deal would be the main topics of discussion, although President Trump has said he's not in the mood to negotiate. Congress, meanwhile, is putting together a resolution limiting Trump's ability to enter into Israel's conflict with Iran, an option the president has not ruled out. Tony Waterman, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.